Jesus didn't have a problem with people that's in the streets. He had a problem with religious people.
How can I help anybody when I'm not even, when I was not even able to help my own son?
I would never do that. I would never do that. And I became that in a matter of minutes when they took my pain pills away.
And I said, I'm not where I want to be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be.
Ugh. This is Faith in Your Recovery. I am Randy Davis. Welcome to the battle. Welcome to Faith in Your Recovery. We've got something very special for you here today. If I've ever used that word or overused the word special, indeed, this more than fits. So give us an opportunity to share this with you. Tune in, turn on, get a hold of one of your friends. Today we're doing something we don't believe has ever been done before. We're involved with jailhouse recovery. Let me explain what jailhouse recovery is all about. We're here at the Jay County Security Center / jail, as you choose to call it. And we're going to be speaking with some of the inmates of the struggles they've had with their addictions. We're not trying to get into their case. We're not trying to prove anybody guilty or innocent. They have volunteered to be a part of this, to share their experience, their struggles, their victories, their hopes, their plans, their ways of moving beyond that. The sheriff here at the Jay County Jail, Sheriff Ray Newton, has been more than cooperative and supportive of this. His entire staff as well, because it's certainly an inconvenience to them. So we look forward to this. We don't claim to have all the answers. We don't even know the questions. But if we can touch on something today that makes a difference in your life, that helps you through your recovery, or allows you to help a loved one through their recovery, that's what it's all about. This is our first episode, part one of Jailhouse Recovery. Our guest today is Kyle Baker. Welcome, Kyle.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Kyle, we want to hear about your story. We want to hear what your struggles have been with addiction, how that's played out, issues it's created, and the ways you're trying to move above that. I know you're a regular attendee in our class that we have every Thursday here at the jail. When I come in and get to share with you guys, always get a lot of support there, a lot of respect. I appreciate that. Thank you for being a part of it. So, Kyle, tell us, when did it all begin for you? How long have you battled addiction? Go back to that beginning, to the best of your abilities.
Well, I dated a girl. I started dating her in 2012. And
how old were you at that time?
I'd have been 22.
Okay.
And we dated for almost 3 years. And when we broke up, that's when my addiction battle started. I couldn't find nothing that would get rid of the pain, and I started using meth. And that was about the only thing that it would numb it for a little while. It wouldn't get rid of it, but it would just for a little while, it'd be gone.
So obviously that was a hard breakup for you.
Right.
Yeah. So you're hunting for a way to kill, to numb that pain, and you turn to meth to do that.
Right.
Did you have any trouble finding the meth? Why was it your drug of choice at that time? Availability through friends? What's the case?
Well, it wasn't very hard to find. I had a couple friends that I knew had used it. I tried drinking and smoking weed, but nothing would really do it. And then I did that first line of meth, and it was for an hour or two, it was gone.
Okay. So let's move on from there. What continued to hold you into that?
Well, I figured after I'd get over the girl that I could put it down.
Yeah.
But anything else in my life, because I've smoked weed, I've drank, and I've always been able to do it and had a little fun and then never think about it again. But the meth, it really got a hold of me, and I just couldn't let it go.
That's not the first time we've heard that story, and I don't say that in any demeaning way.
Right.
I just mean I've heard that enough to know once it's got that grip on you, It holds on for dear life.
Definitely, yeah, because the memory of the girl, it faded, but the want for that drug didn't.
Yeah, yeah. Did you have folks around you trying to help you, or was it more of those wanting you to party with them? What did your life look like at that point?
Well, my dad, he's always been a big influence in my life. He's always tried to keep me straight, but I ran with the wrong crowd, and one of my best friends about the same time started using it too, and it just stemmed from there.
I know that old adage of people, places, and things plays a major role in this. Hey, folks, I want to make a quick plug here. We want you to know, and you can tell, this is live. We welcome your comments. We welcome your questions. Do it across YouTube, across our Facebook, any way you can get it in. We want to try to address that. Tell us how the decline looked. What took you to your darkest moment, your darkest experience, the most painful of times during the addiction? Well,
that's easy. There was a night I hadn't been working, and I was struggling to find a fix, and one of my niece's piggy banks was sitting there, and I went and I stole all the quarters out of it and went out to the barn and got my dad's Harley and pulled the fuel line off of it and got some gas in a jug, just enough to make it to town. And he later found out his Harley was empty on gas, and that's probably the darkest moment of my addiction.
You say that's the darkest moment, isn't it? Because of the shame of what you had stooped to.
Yeah, when I taking that money out of the piggy bank, really, it was hard to deal with.
I'm picturing that, and to have enough sense to still know this isn't right.
Right.
And you just keep digging for the next penny because that addiction's calling your name, calling you into the darkness and into the hole.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the biggest lie you told yourself during that time, Kyle?
Probably that eventually I'll just be able to quit, and knowing in the back of my mind that I'm going to still go get that next fix. But
what was your first lights on moment that you truly believed, I can beat this? It's not a matter of waiting.
Well, I had gotten back into coon hunting, and I had used to coon hunt with my grandpa when I was a little boy. And I actually, one of my buddies that he didn't do drugs, had a coon dog. So we were hunting one night, and he was asking me about God and if I'd ever be interested to go to church. And I was kind of hesitant. And he's like, well, what if you would go coon hunting with a pastor that's got a coon dog? And I was like, all right. So we went one night, and he invited me to a Sunday school. I went, and then one night I was going to pick up my coon dog to go hunting. I went and picked him up, but instead of going to the woods, I drove to the church.
I'm sitting here chuckling, not in mockery of you, but I'm seeing this pastor with a coon dog.
Yeah.
That was never in my realm of interest, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. It's all good.
Right.
And it's crazy how God uses different tools to reach different people.
Right.
And I'll be honest with you, right here, right now, I've never thought of him using a coon dog, all right?
Yep.
But obviously it impacted you, it made a change. Mm-hmm. So what was your next positive step?
Well, I've always loved music, and there was a Christian rapper that I had been listening to, and just his lyrics spoke to me. And I thought, if this guy can do it, then I can do it too. And I got out a sheet of paper, and I started writing lyrics, and I didn't even have to memorize it. It was burned into my mind. And I mean, so to this day, I mean, I can recite that verse verbatim.
Will you go ahead and do that for us?
Sure.
First off, let me go back a moment, but make sure you remind me.
Okay.
I want to hear that.
Okay.
Who was that rapper?
It was KB.
Okay, folks. We want to let you know September 7th, we're going to have some Christian hip-hop artists, Christian rappers at the Jake Hanley High School Auditorium that evening from 5 to 7:30. names like Kalichi, Joe Nestor, Mallory B., Clean Slate Music, Redeemed. There's going to be others. So come join us. Okay. Now, let's go back. Give us that verse that you wrote, please.
It starts with a little scripture. It's, greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. And each day when I see the sun that shines, I think about the words here in my mind and this life that I live. Because all I really want to do is give, but it just seems that the more I give, the more is taken. I'm glad I finally found the day that I did awaken from the daydream I was living in. Most of the time it felt like I was giving in to the one that they call Satan. He's always cleverly awaiting for the day that you'll start slipping up. But guess what? This life I got, I ain't giving it up, because through the mist of it all, through the darkness, there is light. Don't deny the sun. His name is Jesus Christ.
Wow. I've got chills listening to that, okay? And I'm about ready to raise my hands. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Do you still play around with writing lyrics, rap lyrics?
Yeah. I've got a couple videos on YouTube.
Okay. Is that some of what you do as your therapy while you're incarcerated here?
Yeah, I wrote a few verses while I've been in here this time.
Okay, now I've got a question for you that's a little bit out of the addiction realm, but it's a question I know a lot of people have asked during my years as a minister. Mm-hmm. And if you choose not to answer, you have that right, okay? Mm-hmm. How does a Christian end up in jail?
Well, I had been working in Fort Recovery. I had got a new job. I was working at Fort Recovery Industries, and I didn't know the my license were suspended, and I didn't know the area, and I ran a stop sign and got T-boned and got driving while suspended.
Okay. So what's wrong is wrong. We're not debating that.
Right.
But this is not, hopefully nobody was injured in that accident.
They weren't.
It's not strong criminality.
Right.
In my book,
right. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I get the need to do what they did. I understand.
Right.
And it sounds like you've accepted that.
Yeah.
And part of the answer to that question could have easily been your Christianity and the timing of everything all play into it.
Right.
And I'm going back to that coon dog again. I'm going back to you writing lyrics before you said they were rap.
Right.
I'm expecting a country song to come out of you,
right?
Right. About the guy with his truck and his coon dog.
I've got some coon dog lyrics, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the name of your favorite coon dog?
Well, that'd be easy. His Money Made Razor Blade. He's right here on my arm.
Money Made Razor Blade?
Yeah, I've got a litter of pups on the way. His first litter of pups coming.
Okay. So where do you see you going from here, Kyle? What are some life's plans? What's your strategy to... to move forward in life.
Well, I would like to start a coon dog supply and sell pups and different kind of things. Maybe get an arms license and start selling maybe some weapons stuff, because luckily I'm not a felon. So
you've still got that open possibility because of that.
Right.
Yeah. What do you see as being the break that's going to move you forward to become the Kyle you've been created to be?
Probably it would be really cool if I could make music.
All right. That'd be a nice option B. Yeah?
Right.
Yeah, cool. So your strategy, your plans, you've got goals here.
Right.
What do you see as your greatest need in life now? How are you with family and friends? Have you been able to rebuild those bridges from the addiction days? How long have you been clean?
I've been clean since 2020.
Congratulations.
And I've rebuilt the relationship with my dad. When I get out, he told me I could have my old bedroom back. And I'm a carpenter by trade, and my best friend, I met him actually, it's funny how stuff works, at a coon hunt one night. It was the first time I'd ever judged the cast, and it was the first one he'd ever been in. And we became best friends, and he's never used drugs. He's never drank. He was raised Pentecostal, so.
All right, all right. Are you looking forward to getting back involved with church too?
Yeah, he's a youth leader at a local church, so I'm looking forward to the first service when I get out.
Well, you know what? You've always got to be careful with people, places, and things,
right,
especially after you come out of a place like this,
because,
right, you know, you're hungry for so many different things, and you want to experience or re-experience so many different things.
Right.
But it sounds like you're making a good choice there, and that can be a build-up and something that that creates a good future for you. What's one of the positive behaviors that you're employing while you're in here, Kyle?
Well, I've been reading the Bible, and I've been praying every night.
Nothing wrong with either one of those. I think they belong at the top of our list.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
And I don't care which order that is right there.
Right.
So we keep that up. What is the advice you would want to give to those listening who are raising their own Kyle?
Just don't give up. There's somebody out there for you. And, I mean, that... It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's heroin. It doesn't matter if it's meth. It doesn't matter if it's weed or just drinking, that you can overcome it. And there's always, the Bible says that for every bad thing, he'll give you an outlet for it. So
use it, but you've got to read it. You've got to do that simple research of knowing in order to be able to draw on that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So cool. Where do you see yourself? I know what you talk about. You want to get into the coondog business in one way or the other, obviously.
Right.
Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? Where would you like to be? Let me rephrase that.
I would like to be, because I run a crew for my stepdad, and he's got a framing business, and I'm his foreman. I'd like to be buying a piece of land and building a house.
Nice. I've got a little construction background myself, so I remember those days.
Right.
It could get lean at times, or it could certainly turn around in a hurry.
Definitely.
It can be a blessing and a challenge along with all of life.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. What is it you want folks to know? Whether it's about recovery, whether it's about society, culture, what is it you want folks to know?
That recovery is real. It can happen. You just have to work at it.
Repeat that again.
That recovery is real, that you just got to work the steps, and it's not hard to achieve if you really want it.
The word I like the best is work.
Yeah, you got it's definitely hard work, but
yeah. Yeah, but it's still a whole lot better result than where you were.
Definitely.
Have you ever desired to go back to addiction?
No.
I've never heard anybody answer yes.
Right.
Once they get out of it, it's not a place I want to go back there someday.
No, never.
Because they know the struggle of climbing out of that.
Right.
And the battle and the influence and the impact it has on your life and everything with it. Do you see yourself when you get out of here as being able to give back? How would you give back to, you know, those folks who knew you back then, prior to 6 years ago,
or
2020?
Well, actually, the church where I attend, I should mention this earlier, I preach, and I've did 3 sermons so far, so that would probably be the biggest way, and I would like to, within the church, start some kind of recovery program within and help anybody that needs it.
Well, I've got a chance here to sell you on one, okay, with a better life, Brianna's Hope.
Definitely.
We'd be glad to talk with you, anybody from the church. And
definitely.
If we can encourage you to make that happen,
that'd be awesome.
We'd be glad to be a part of that.
Definitely.
So, yeah. What's your biggest fear, Kyle? once you're back on the street?
Well, probably, because I'm single, I don't have any kids. It would probably be another relationship like the one that spiraled me downward into the addiction. Maybe a girlfriend cheating on me or something like that. That's why I'm hesitant. I've been single since then.
Just any hit of trauma.
Right.
You know, it could come in so many ways, certainly through a broken relationship. Mm-hmm. But trauma, you know, we usually talk about trauma on those of a young age and some sort of abuse or abandonment or parents who were into addiction and they're struggling.
Right.
But trauma takes place at all ages. That's why they came up with that term of PTSD, that post-traumatic stress disorder. We often think about it and relate it to those in the military.
Right.
But it comes about that just the stresses of life and how we deal with them.
Definitely.
So, yeah. How many brothers and sisters you have, Kyle?
I have two younger brothers.
Okay. Are you in a good place with them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I'm the only one that's ever been in an addict, though.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I don't want to be unfair to them, so be careful with your answer. Mm-hmm. But how have they dealt with your addiction? Have they continued to support? Has that wavered at times?
My youngest brother, not so much. But my older brother, he's only a year younger, and he's never really wavered. But my youngest brother, though, we've started to rebuild our relationship. So
hooray. Stay at that. That's important for so many different reasons. Yeah. I'd already mentioned earlier how you're a steady attender each Thursday when I come in and we have our in-house meeting here of A Better Life, Brianna's Hope. What is it that brings you back the next week to that meeting, Kyle?
Well, actually, in my hometown, Liberty, Indiana, I've attended some of those meetings there.
Scott Bell.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I am going to fill in for Scott Bell in about three Sundays here.
Okay.
He's no longer at Liberty.
Okay.
He's at Spartansburg, and I can't think of the name of the other little town.
Okay.
I think the world of that man. He's a good guy.
Three Sundays from now?
Yeah, something. I'd have to look it up and see.
I'll make sure I'll be there.
Well, I'd like that. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I can do that verse for you at that meeting if you like.
I'd like that. All yeah. Right. Yeah. So I want to one more time. We had a gal on here once that I can't think of what she called him. There was a guy on America's Got Talent who won it a couple, 3 years ago. It was poetry that he spoke, and it had such meaning to it. It wasn't just rhyme time.
Right.
It was poetry with depth concerning life in general.
Right.
I want the folks to hear your rap verse one more time here, because I think you know, it'll preach, as they say.
Right.
Go ahead and share that with us.
All right. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. And each day when I see the sun that shines, I think about the words here in my mind and this life that I live. Because all I really want to do is give, but it just seems that the more I give, the more is taken. I'm glad I finally found the day that I did awaken from the daydream I was living in. Most of the time it felt like I was giving in to the one that they call Satan. He's always cleverly awaiting for the day that you'll start slipping up. But guess what? This life I got, I ain't giving it up. Because through the mist of it all, through the darkness, there was light. Don't deny the sun. His name is Jesus Christ.
Wow. I love that. No way I'm going to spit it back at you, but I love that. Right. Thank you for sharing it again.
Yep.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say or a question or anything, Kyle, before we shut this down?
Just anybody that is about to give up, just there is light. Through that darkness, there is light. So.
And I want to remind you folks again, Kyle, and I'm not going to do this with every guest we have, but Kyle's not in here because of drug issues at this time.
Yeah, I get released the week from Friday, week from today.
Nice. Yep. Nice. I hope to connect with you and catch you in one of our meetings or more.
Definitely.
All right?
Yep.
Be an awesome opportunity. Well, listen, folks, hang in there. Hold on. Quickly, go get something to drink, come back in, because we're going to hit you with another guest. We've got about 6 or 7 hours to where you can binge yourself silly on all things recovery here at Jailhouse Recovery. You're going to hear from others. Hold on, listen in. Give us contact. Give us a call. Give us a comment. Thank you. Thank you too, Kyle.
Thank you.
God bless. Stay in the battle. Yep. Take care.
Yep.